This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Welcome into another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's December 30th, and on this day in 1988, Oklahoma State running back Barry Sanders had a game to remember, capping the best season a college running back ever had. Sanders and the 12th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys were playing the number 15 Wyoming Cowboys in the Holiday Bowl at Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. And in what was supposed to be a shootout, it seemed like only one gun was firing. Sanders had been named as the Heisman Trophy winner earlier in the month, and he showcased why on the opening drive, sprinting untouched for a 33-yard touchdown, and it was only the start. Sanders would score a total of 5 touchdowns on the day, while piling up 222 yards rushing. And he did all of that in 3 quarters. He sat out the 4th, and then was named the Holiday Bowl MVP as Oklahoma State routed Wyoming 62-14. Obviously, winning the Heisman means that Sanders was the best player in college football that season, but the season he had was the best of all time, not counting his bowl game stats. Sanders rushed for 2,628 yards, had 3,249 all-purpose yards, which includes rushing, receiving, kickoff return, and punt return yardage, and a total of 39 touchdowns. He set 34 NCAA records that season, and it all ended on a very high note on this day 35 years ago. Also on this day, in 1981, Wayne Gretzky scored 5 goals in a 7-5 win over Philadelphia to give him 50 goals in 39 games, the fastest to 50 in a season ever. In 1990, the Orlando Magic's Scott Skiles dished out an NBA record 30 assists in a 155-116 win over Denver. And in 2020, Becky Hammond took over for Greg Popovich after he was ejected in the second quarter of a game against the LA Lakers, marking the first time a woman took over as acting head coach in an NBA game. Hammond was a finalist for the Portland Trailblazers job in 2021 and is now the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA. That's all for today. If you have a moment, rate and subscribe and let your sports-crazy friends and family know that you found the new podcast that they might enjoy. Thanks for listening today, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sports.historynetwork.com/vote.